That's
someone
the
like
type
that.
Of player the Crows need to find.
Took him right up to that player.
Not young Uniac.
Who?
What do you call him?
Davies.
JDL.
JDL.
Obviously 900 instead of ranking 800. Because we need a quality midfielder.
Raspberry UDL.
Vodka lemon and soda.
He's a star.
This is The Bump, the one podcast SA footy fans need to hear, where the biggest names tackle the biggest South Australian footy stories. Roo, Limo, Dits, Bernie, Jars, Triple M's, The
Friday
Bump.
Night Footy is back at Big Shed Brewing, Adelaide's home of fine brewing with a tap room and kitchen open 7 days a week. Head to www.bigshed.beer to book now.
Hello and welcome to The Bump, Roo, Bernie, Jars, Dits, and the man who signs the visitor's book, Limo. How are you? Well, what a week. Remember when Eddie used to say, what a week it's been in football? My God, it's all happening.
Has it stopped?
Let's start off. We'll go straight to the press conference of this Port Adelaide superstar.
Patients early on and had no idea what was in front of me. So, certainly it's amazing to think back. It feels so long ago, but it does go quick at the same time.
What I love about Robbie is the team always comes first.
Robbie Gray and Ken Hinckley. So Robbie Gray, I read earlier this morning, pick number 55 he was. Jeez. One of the all-time success stories, isn't it?
Took a while to get going with his body, but he is, I think you can comfortably either say he's in the top three. I put my hand up and say I reckon he's the best. I reckon he's won more games off his own boot than any other player there. He plays well in big games. He kicks big goals. He's a midfielder. He always chucked him into the middle when they needed to do something in the middle, and then he can go forward and be, the most damaging player in the forward 50.
No, he was outstanding. Loved him. Loved watching him. Always something happening. I reckon that's the right call as well. If he went on another year, I think we'd remember the next year, which might not have been as good as, wouldn't have been as good as obviously his first 14 years or whatever he played. So I just think he's, if not the best, he's certainly in the top
two.
He's
the best instinctive player I've seen for a long, long, long time. He can have a football in his hand, and before you know it, something's creative happened around him, and he's got that gift. And
he did his knee as well.
He did his knee. He's in the top five best players of all time at Port Adelaide.
Oh, he's in the top five. Yeah,
absolutely.
But Roo and Tom Jonas as well said he's the best ever. So that's a massive call.
Look, and there's a small gap between the handful.
Yeah.
Without being disrespectful to the other blokes.
Good call.
And I don't reckon he's trained all the time. He looks like he's sore all the time.
He looks like he's got a carrot up his backside when he walks and runs. No, he does. He looks like he's got a stiff back.
You know what that feels like?
Yeah. No, not at all. What are you saying?
Jazz is going there right now. Yeah. Is it? I saw you walk in with a spring in your step. Hey, also, shout out to Robbie Gray. He's always doing something different and something new. That retirement press conference, he held in a creche. And good on him. Let's have a listen to the start of it again.
Patients early on and
good on him.
A couple of kids need changing. What does that do? An announcement like today and how emotional for the Port boys, the team, the club, does it change the showdown? Does it mean they're up and about, or does it have any impact?
Well, I reckon good teammates and good mates get up for big games. I don't care what people say that, you shouldn't be able to play any better from one week to the next. Saw what North Melbourne did in the first half for Ben Cunnington. It was very emotional. We said that last week that this will get them up. They walk taller around certain players. It's a reality. It does happen in football clubs. That's why blokes get best on ground in farewell games. And their best mates want to send them out in the right note.
Yeah, they'll have videos. They'll have, right from the start when he's drafted all the way through some of those match-winning goals. There'll be highlights. You can't help but get up for something like this, could you?
They win every time. Nah. Like Shannon Hearn's 300th the other week. They were terrible. It can happen.
But the build-up is so exciting when you know you're playing for someone like that.
Five-time showdown medalist.
Yeah, it's big.
He's elite.
Yeah.
He's elite in these games.
Yep.
Oh, I reckon it's going to be a ring, ding, a ding, ding, ding game on this Saturday.
Could he go
night.
Out with a Josh Kennedy?
I just want to see a bit of an argy bargy, all in brawl, first bounce.
Do you?
Yes, put the flag in the ground.
What? Who goes to Robbie Gray from the Crows?
Tommy Doday?
Good question. Depending on how they set up back there.
Well, give us a name.
Well, Doday would be a chance. Hinge would be a small chance.
I'll start him in the middle if I'm bored.
Yeah, I would.
Get him in the
start
middle.
Start Robbie in the middle.
Yeah, start him in the middle.
Minutes. Give him the first lick
little
at
burst.
It, yeah.
Come off. Then go forward.
Yeah, go just, to 3 o'clock with Finlayson.
Can't
nice.
Get it set. Right. That's what I'd start. Because he'd probably get the first couple of centre clearances.
Riley O'Brien is going to win the taps. Mm. So you need someone clever from Port Adelaide to actually read it and get it.
Yeah.
Because I'd get someone to come off the line like young Schonberg.
What, and clean Robbie Gray up?
Bang, first base. Yeah. Oh. Whoa! Phil, it's a tough game. It's a brutal game. Filthy. You've got to win these games.
You always play like this, the Crows.
Bloody oath.
I reckon the Crows boys will be getting his autograph.
Now, we didn't hear it in the press conference just there, but I have heard just through. Robbie. So what's Robbie Gray doing next?
What?
He said he wants to play at Williston next year.
Speaking of straight off the line.
Yeah. I reckon we should come back and talk about the showdown in depth later because the other big story, it's massive, is the Essendon situation.
God. Well, so this all happened late last week by all reports. They handed in their internal review, which they did.
Yeah.
Some people weren't happy with it. The chairman is a supporter of Ben Rutten. He's resigned as a result of pressure. The incoming chairman is a massive fan of Alistair Clarkson.
And external reviews.
Yes, but if Clarkson's coming in, don't worry about that. Clarkson will do everything his own way anyway. Mm. And they'll pay him what he wants, as much as they can afford, so they can still do everything else in the soft cap. But the AFL 360 boys, who don't make a habit of big statements, said that Clarkson will be coaching Essendon by the end of the week.
By the end of the week. He's already pulled a team together, hasn't he, Clarko?
Yeah. Well, he's got definitely, what you hear, Todd Viney's going to go with him.
Yeah, Malcolm Blight.
Where does this leave North Melbourne?
Malcolm they basically, Blight.
I saw Blighty on the golf course yesterday, actually out at Grange.
Yeah, no.
That's where he's coached all these football sides from.
So if that's the case, Rupert, where does that leave the North Melbourne Football Club?
Everything they had minus Alistair Clarkson.
Well, Ross Lyon becomes favourite there, doesn't he? Surely.
If he wants to coach, I don't know if he wants to coach.
Well, he said enough times, if you remember about a month ago, Bernie Vince right here said Ross Lyon to coach North Melbourne.
He did, Bernie.
I've listened enough to him on Sundays on Triple M to suggest that he wanted to do it. He kept skirting around it. Every time it came up, he wouldn't answer the question. In other words, he never came out and definitively said, no, I am not coaching, I don't want to.
Mm.
I think he's back in the running. I also believe, when I say I believe, this is me, little old me thinking this, I think Ken Hinckley's back in the running too. And I'll tell you why. And if you're listening to our podcast.
Hang on, Ken Hinckley for North Melbourne.
Yep. And I'll tell you why for why. And this has been said before, I'm not a genius here. If it's a 3 or 4 year deal at North Melbourne, he is silly not to look at it because Port Adelaide is 1 year at best, at the most.
Yeah.
Port won't win the flag next year, I hate to say it. Mm-hmm. And therefore, people will say, oh, you've been here 11 years now, Ken, and no premiership, whatever. Oh. And so that'll be the end of his deal. And like I said, I'm not potting him. What I'm saying is if he's smart, his management right now, and I'm sure they're doing it, are talking to these clubs saying, will you give him 3, will you give him 4? They then go back to Koshy and say, look, we've got a better deal down the road, so this is where we're
shake hands.
That's me guessing. I know nothing about it. And as I said, Ken, if you're listening, I'm not trying to get rid of you, but that makes sense, doesn't it? Sure.
So what if you're at North Melbourne and you've got Hinckley, Uze, Lyon? Who's your next coach? Who do you choose?
Well, they're saying Uze is already over the line at GWS.
Okay.
Basically.
Well he's out of the picture then.
Well, because the season's still going, I suppose.
And just adding courtesy.
I don't know.
But have you heard anything, Rui?
Oh, not really. No, I think they're still hoping Clarko's going to go. Clarko hadn't told him he's not going there at this stage. I think all the dominoes will fall once Clarko picks his team. And then there'll be, whoever wants to say will be moving real quick.
I think
he's in front.
Answer your question, Lima.
Ross Lyon,
I think he's the best fit for North Melbourne.
Right. Yeah.
Is he attacking enough for him? Get him exciting enough to drag the fans there?
I think you have to adapt your coaching. So, it's more of an attacking game now.
He's never had one.
No, I know, but I think he's smart enough.
Changed,
he's been around. He's very good in what he says in the media too. He sees the game so well. So he'll adapt. He'll get up to scratch. And do North Melbourne need an attacking game? Maybe they need a bit of defence before they try and score.
Depends if they want people.
So where does it end up a bit?
So I feel for Ben Rutten. The look on Sunday when Port Adelaide demolished him and thrashed him, and he sat on the bench, and then the siren went, the poor bugger was just looked like he was just going to fall in this big hole.
Yeah.
And you got to feel for blokes like that because it's about his well-being and his mental well-being. And he looked destroyed.
Do you reckon he knew?
Knew then.
Have you seen the footage of players coming off and him trying to talk to him and they refuse to look at him?
That's disgraceful.
Please tell me that's not true.
Nick Hines.
Please tell me that's not true.
No.
That's a bloody disgrace if that's going on.
Taps him on the leg, tries to talk to him. Nick Hines shakes his head and keeps looking the other way.
He ought to be ashamed of himself.
I'd never pick him again.
No way. No way. Copping in. These coaches, it comes back to list management. That's where it comes back. And the coaches cop it, not the list management teams.
They played finals.
Yeah, they did.
I don't care. I'm talking about coaches in general.
Everyone
cop it in the neck, and the bloody list management teams don't, and CEOs and footy managers don't.
You know why that happens, Jars? Is they can't move all the players on, Jars.
Press play on that, Jars, and you'll see it.
Oh, please tell me this ain't true.
So there's Jars is looking at the vision of
there he is, number 19.
He's coming off. He sits down. There's Truck. Just two down.
Creates a space for him.
He don't want him
creates
to go
a little
near
space.
Him.
Don't want to sit next to him to start with.
Oh no!
And then Truck comes
disgusting.
Over. Wait. Truck comes over. Tries to here you go. Taps him on the knee. Hey mate, can I just have a word with you? Shakes his head, looks the other way.
I think the damage is done. Mm. That performance on the weekend was not.
That's a disgrace. Thanks, mate.
Well, it shows you the vibe.
So you reckon he knew during the week?
No, I'm not saying he knew he wasn't going to be the coach. I'm saying he must have known that he had something was bloody up. Players offside. I mean, they were pathetic on the weekend.
Yeah, also, Roo, footy clubs leak, right? So you're saying he did have some friends at the club. One of them was the chairman. Well, they would have told him.
Mm.
They would have told him things are stacked against him. Like you said, he probably knew while he was coaching that game.
Oh, it's been a long year. They've been dreadful for most of the year. Remember, they won about three in a row a month ago.
Yeah.
Apart from that, they've been horrendous. They've been as bad as anyone. From a final side to be down the bottom with a youngish list, there's no excuses for them.
Mm.
So, big Truck. Yeah, it's a tough caper, this one.
Let's move on to the showdown, the big game this week. We know there's nothing on it. However, both clubs desperately want to win it. We know that. Showdown 52. What did you take out of the Crows beating the powerhouse of the AFL, North Melbourne, over the weekend?
Geez, they just fell over the line in the end, didn't they?
I actually thought North Melbourne were right. I think they took it up to the Crows.
That Davies Uniacke can play.
He's a star.
He and Simkin were unbelievable.
Yep. Number one centre bounce clearance player in the competition, Davies Uniacke. He's a star. I think he had another seven or something on the weekend.
Yeah.
Centre clearances, that is, not just clearances, which is, that is gold to have
that's
someone like
that. That's
the
type of player the Crows need to find.
Did you see their inside 50s in the first half was phenomenal?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
They were like double Adelaide's or something.
They took Schoenberg right up
might
to Adelaide.
Be that player.
JDL.
JDL.
900 instead of ranking 800. Because we need a quality midfielder.
Raspberry UDL.
Vodka, lemon and soda.
He's a star, isn't he?
Yes, JDL. He's been in the system for about 4 or 5 years. Have you spoken one word about him prior to the weekend?
Yeah, I do. I've kept an eye on him. I like him. Yeah. I like the way he plays, yeah. And Simkin, I'm with Ditz. There's some good upside there at the Kangaroos.
Yeah.
But I reckon one thing you take out of it as Crows fans is what Fogarty's doing. I know it's been happening for a while. But again, coming into this week, though, I think Port might be a little bit short in defence.
Fog's only 6'4".
No, but but Phil
Fogg and Tex are 6'4".
Tex and Fogg. Yeah, but Port just aren't tall. I mean, Aaliyah is the intercept marker. Who's the tight-checking tall?
Well, Jonas 6'3" and McKenzie 6'3" or 4".
McKenzie played
the
Magpies
in the twos.
Last
He'll be playing this week in the A-grade.
Would Aaliyah go to the Fog?
Well, he'll go to whoever their most important player is because he has to now. And that's what he's been doing. He went to Peter Wright last week and shut him down a bit. Even though Pete got his hands to the ball, he didn't catch him.
When you say there's not much on it, no team can make finals. I reckon there's more on this showdown than we've had for a little while.
Why?
I just think with Robbie Gray retiring, Adelaide have got the ability to finish on the same points as Port Adelaide. No, they can't jump.
Adelaide are keen to win.
Keen to win. Three in a row, Adelaide. Four in a row going into the off season gives you so much momentum. Mm. You find out a little bit more about some more players. I just think
Port home game.
I think there's a lot. Yeah, but that drives you even more. Getting booed. And I just think there'll be a lot of feeling in this game, and there'll be a lot more on the line than we probably think or that we have in the past.
If Port lose, there's pressure back on Ken Inkley's coaching.
No. If Port lose, he's there. I'm The way I see it, Ken is different. No, he's definitely there next year. Unless someone over the border says here's 3 or 4 years.
Okay. And it's his decision to go.
That's right.
Yeah, that makes sense.
What kind of crowd are you expecting?
35?
Oh, no, they reckon it's 40.
It's got to be 40 plus.
They reckon it's nearly sold out. Yeah, they reckon there's hardly any tickets left.
Yeah, but we always hear that.
I know you've got members who've got to go.
Members are not showing up. That's the issue. Oh.
But actually, tickets for general public, there's bugger all left. Well, so yeah, it'll sell out from that perspective.
That's brilliant. The Richmond game a couple of weeks ago, the hill was chockers. Mm. All the both clubs, or I know for Adelaide for a fact, that all the extra tickets get sold. It's just the members that aren't showing up.
They're not showing up.
That's terrific.
How do we get more members going then? We need to sell this out. We need a big crowd.
It should be, aren't they?
It should be full.
Both. They're just,
they need to. It's happening across the comp.
Why the ticket?
Because they support
the ones
the club.
That buy.
They're paying for them to support the club, but they either don't want to go because they're not that fussed this year because they're not playing that well, or COVID, or whatever the excuse they want to use.
The ticket swaps?
Yeah.
Yeah,
just on the members and who turns up, who does it. Very funny comment from Titus O'Reilly about your club last week.
He has come out with some beauties.
He said it came over the loudspeaker. If you're driving a Land Rover, you've left your lights on. He said 35,000 walked out to the Melbourne.
He's actually a Melbourne supporter, too. Yeah. And he just absolutely shit cans.
He loves serving it up to Melbourne. Hey, now, sorry, Jars.
No, don't.
Rue, you mentioned that teams often get up for a Legends last game, Robbie Gray last game this year. So, Rue, club legend at the Crows, how dare was your last game?
Terrible.
For the Crows. Who'd you play against?
Who'd you play?
Your mob.
What happened? Oh, you didn't get sunk by a buddy Franklin.
Seven.
And how'd you go?
I was banged up. Didn't get a
kick. Well, don't use that as an excuse. You shouldn't have played if you were banged up.
Well, I'd still look in the mirror and say I should have played.
You won the fair. Did you get on top of the shoulders?
On the way off, I did.
Did you cry?
Yes, I did.
Oh, you got to stop crying, Rupert.
Oh, it meant a fair bit to me, so I had to.
What about your 300th? What happened?
Yeah, how'd you go?
Cried. No, I didn't cry.
Did you win, though?
I had about 15 of my mates in the song afterwards. That was good.
Yeah. Did you play well
in your
300th?
Your 300th?
Played reasonable. Kick 5.
Yeah. I was going to carry Rua off for my first game.
Yeah, what happened?
Oh, he kicked 6. I wanted to carry him off, just couldn't lift him.
All right, let's look at Port Adelaide. Let's focus on them right now. Now, the win against Essendon, it was very good to watch. Mm-hmm. 23 goals
beautiful
they kicked.
Footy. Mm.
At one stage, 10 goals won, ended up with 23-8. But you've always got to take the opposition into account, don't you? They're pretty bad.
Yeah, I think so.
But you're still going to play well. I think that was a frustrating game on the weekend because you go, well, where's that been? And we were saying that a little bit to each other when we were watching. Where's that been for the year? Where's that attacking? They were just full-on attack, through the corridor, took risks.
Yep.
I loved it.
No, it was good. Good but performance. Yeah,
Ollie Wines told us on the breakfast show that they've really focused on skills for a couple of weeks because they did move the ball pretty well.
Yep.
What are you laughing at?
If I said, oh, fancy a footy climb,
they haven't been
on skills for a couple of weeks.
Do you want a story?
You would rip me to bits.
Do you want a story? I know that they've dropped their skills. Hey, the skill training has been woeful.
What have they been concentrating on?
You know what I've been doing? Table tennis.
You know what I'm picturing?
That's why I'm criticising them.
They're playing bocce.
No, this is a big story.
2 weeks ago, they're all jumping rope.
They've been concentrating on fishing.
No, they're doing Texas Hold'em.
Birmingham.
Maybe they have.
Working out percentages on blackjack. to win.
They've got Callum Ham down the club. They're making burgers.
All right.
Get at him.
He's had a light bulb moment.
Charles, have you heard that in your coaching?
Not at all. No. They were terrific.
What have Adelaide been concentrating on the last few weeks?
It's like an F1
just winning.
Skills.
They should train together, Port and Crows.
Yeah.
I mean, they're going to do another camp down the beach.
Sorry.
It's cheap.
The Ferrari F1 team have held a press conference. They're going to start trying to make the car faster.
They're start trying to drive better.
Shit. Anyway, but they were terrific. Now, where's Duzmer at?
Xavier Duzmer, you know what? He was left out of the team for half the year. He's lost a bit of confidence. He's a bloody good footballer.
Oh, I think he's a terrific footballer.
They need to keep picking him and they'll get the best out of him.
Since they've been doing skills, he's actually been all right.
I reckon he's. I don't know what you think. He's your boy, but I reckon he's. I reckon he's just down on confidence a bit, and he just needs to be picked.
I don't know what happened to him.
Did he get banged up start of the preseason?
Yeah, he did a collarbone. Did he?
Collarbone.
Was that earlier this year?
Bow and arrows. He let go. Missed the target.
He's got to bring him off confidence. The bow and arrow. Come on, we need a bit of spunk.
Our young supporters love it.
Yes,
they love it when he kicks a goal. Anyway. Now, can we talk about the Crows ditch?
We did.
No, but I...
Did you?
No. Well, not really. You only talked about the showdown.
Did you not remember that?
No, you only talked about the showdown.
Right, I want to talk about
James Rowe.
Yes.
Because there is some talk.
He's been linked.
Western Bulldogs are circling around James Rowe.
Right, Western Bulldogs.
So,
hello.
Where's that at? Because obviously he had an opportunity on the weekend and did reasonably well, but...
Late in?
A late in, but
Wayne Miller.
You know, he's out of contract end of the year. Does he get rookie listed, or does he get goes to another AFL club that could pick him up?
What's the mail? You're his godfather.
Well, I'm led to believe there may be a rookie list
spot at the Western Bulldogs,
at the Crows.
Okay, what about the Western Bulldogs?
Well, no, they're circling from what they're telling me.
Geez, I got some.
Oh, look at the smile on the godfather's face. You know something.
They've got some good small forwards, haven't they?
You got Caleb Daniel.
No, he's not a small forward. Waitman, McNeil. Yeah.
McNeil is not. You wouldn't probably call him good, would you?
No, he was
good on the weekend.
No, but he's not.
He's a good South Australian. But he's going okay. He was good on the weekend.
He's going okay. That's about it.
Yeah, that's probably it.
And Nixie, before we move on, Nixie's pass mark is if he gets this week.
I think he's got the pass.
You're ticking him off. Well, he's won nine wins if they get it.
1-8, and the percentage has gone up. I think
already won more than
that. What about Fisher McAsee? Gone. Linked to Carlton? Gone.
Take what you can get, I reckon.
Yep. Pack him up. Pack him up.
It's not going to be much, though, really, is it?
He's checked out.
I wouldn't have thought it would be a lot in return. But
I just hope the Crows Sample side have a crack at winning the grand final this year.
Oh, they'll be having a crack. But
good.
You remember you ridiculed me for saying that a lot of players won't qualify. I think, is it 15 they've said have qualified?
No, 17.
No, one, and McPherson's one of those. He can't play.
He can't play, right.
And then depends on what happens this week. Yeah.
So, the Sample don't make it easy for
AFL teams. Hard to qualify, but they will absolutely be having a crack great experience to play in finals footy for SANFL. So that's another good thing about Saturday night. There's an SANFL showdown beforehand.
Nice.
So get there early and support both your clubs.
So the Crows win that, and if Sturt can beat North, the Crows finish top in the Sample.
Gee.
Could be Port Adelaide's Port Adelaide's last game in the Sample.
Oh, that's big.
That is massive. Hey, Dick. Massive story today. When are we going to talk about Robbie Gray?
We'll get to that eventually.
Hey, should we play that grab?
Can we talk about Essendon
on the Brekkie show this morning? That the caller rang in with on an anonymous caller. Hello, good morning.
Yep, g'day crew, how you going?
Yeah, it's good, thank you. What would you like to tell us, Anonymous?
A friend of a friend of mine is actually on the committee at Port Adelaide.
Mm-hmm. Right.
What committee?
It's a decision-making committee, that's all I'll say.
What, football stuff or administration? Or?
Yeah, department, footy department. You
footy department?
And I do, Roo.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
And it's been said to me that a decision hadn't actually been made on Ken's future before Koshy spoke to the media last Thursday.
No, that's normal.
Hey,
no, when you have a strong president, Jim,
hang on.
He's got to make the calls.
No.
Is Jeff Kennett running for
Ditz, he's gone rogue.
Koshy's running his own show, is he?
He's gone rogue.
No wonder he flipped so quickly. Mate, from Monday night to
what's
Thursday
happened
night.
What's
going on?
It's called strong leadership.
And I hear also he's appointed as an assistant coach, the cash cow. So we're going to see in the coach's box next year.
They pay Kennett. They're going to need the cash cow.
That's it.
We're going to have a lucky seat at every game. Look under your seat. You could win 10 grand.
Is Brent Montgomery gone? Have you heard that, Jazz?
I haven't heard. I don't know. Ditz, is he gone? Possibly. He's out the door. Possibly.
Isn't there a rumour week and a bit ago, a couple of weeks ago. Yeah. Gone.
Yeah.
Will there be any more changes at Port Adelaide? I know the Sandford were going to have a big clean out.
I think there will be.
I think there's going to be a big clean out coming.
What have you heard about Josh Dunkley?
I haven't heard too much.
Haven't heard anything?
Port? Is it to Port or Crows?
Keep your eyes on a key defender going to Port Adelaide.
That's all they need. And so do the Crows.
Definitely need
Crows need a key defender and a quality mid.
Your defence isn't bad. They're all young.
Yeah, but we need a big
But anyway, Nick Murray.
$855,000 for a young small forward.
Oh,
sign off on it.
Stop reading the papers and thinking everything's...
He's a good player. You don't reckon he's worth it. Yeah, he's a good player.
I'll get him tomorrow, but don't pay him that amount of money. But anyway, that's just me, an old dog. What would I know?
And not much.
Hey, just a question.
Can we talk about Essendon?
Yes.
Just a suggestion we came up with on the breakfast show, top rating Triple M breakfast show.
Yes, it is. Yes.
With this weekend, having the curtain raiser as the SANFL, triple headers or double headers, AFLW, SANFL, AFL.
Oh, I love a triple header. Geez. I reckon it's great.
Wouldn't that be a good day at the footy? Awesome.
You'd be pissed.
But you'd be back to the old days of the under-19s reserves in the VFL.
And people miss that.
What if he goes early, though?
Yeah, but should the AFLW play before? Because some of the women, I thought they'd love it being in front of a full house. Yeah, some of the women are saying, no, we don't want it.
They want their own.
They want their own identity, which I was surprised at.
Okay. Really?
Yeah, but I think it'd be good for everyone.
They'd look at it.
Would it go AFLW... reserves.
Don't know. Doesn't matter how you do it, AFL. But should it
well,
be looked at?
It does if you're the first ones, the ones that kick the dew off the grass, because you're basically the third best team.
Yeah, but I think if you played the women first, you're probably making them second-class citizens, aren't you, really?
So you reckon after the senior game?
Before it.
The reserves, AFLW.
And then the seniors.
Yeah. Mm. What do you think?
A lot of local clubs play their girls after the seniors.
Do they?
Yes.
Girls after?
In community football, a lot of the girls play after the senior side. So the senior side finishes at 4:45.
Gee, that's
the
late.
The girls start at 5 o'clock.
I tell you what.
And they're running out.
A lot of the ovals around the joint are absolutely
destroyed.
Stuffed.
Destroyed.
Because of the rise in...
Yep.
Not
but I don't
mind
it, Dits. I like that's a good day out of the footy. Very good day out.
Pretty busy.
So very busy. And it starts soon, isn't it, the girls?
Yep. Yeah, next week.
Yep. Where's trial the Crows? Games have started.
Norwood against Melbourne.
But when do the Crows play their Port Adelaide? The showdown for the girls?
That's a good question.
It's the 30th of September.
I think that's going to be all. There's an all in there coming too.
September. 30th of September, showdown Adelaide
Oval.
Week
after the granny.
Yeah. Just a final topic.
Friday the 30th.
Final topic before we go. Dits. It looks as though all the AFL presidents have signed off on supporting Tasmania.
They have?
All of them?
Oh, I say all of them. I think you'll find there's only one or two that hasn't.
Is that breaking news?
No. It was on the footy shows earlier in the week.
Wow. Just in the paper today.
Yeah.
Well, all the presidents are coming.
No, said something about Tasmania. No,
hang on. They still need the AFL to sign off, don't they?
Yeah. No, I think Gill supported it too. So the presidents came out and said we're behind it.
The A-Dame.
And Gill also said it. However, the stumbling block still is the stadium.
Yes. Funding. Yep.
That's still the stumbling block. But if there was in other words, hypothetically, if there was a stadium there, they're all saying we're all for it.
We're all good.
So, Limo, this is our second to last show on the bump.
Will you be next week?
Or you nicking milking the guts out of all these businesses around the country?
Jury's out. Hey, before we leave, can I get some parenting advice?
Yes,
okay. You're all more experienced than me on the parenting front.
Yes, sir. Yeah,
really. I was at the MCG on Sunday with my son, right? We're walking around the G. He looks inside a merch van and he goes, Dad, I want the yellow and black jumper.
Right.
And I said, well, Tigers, you can't. I said, Hawthorn played Richmond on Sunday. I said, well, you can't have it, mate. You're a Hawthorn fan.
Yeah.
And then he kept banging on about it. So I recorded the conversation. This is me and my son walking around the G on Sunday.
Did you ask him if you could record him?
No.
Have you asked him if you can play it on the show?
How old is he, Lee, mate?
He's six.
Okay.
The bit, you'll hear a bit where we stop and I say, who's that? We're next to the Lee Matthews statue, just so you get to it. All right, here we go.
So versing Richmond?
Today we're playing Richmond.
Can I get a Richmond jumper?
No, you're Hawkers, mate.
But
you get a Hawthorn jumper.
I want to go for both of the teams.
Hang on, stop here. Who's that guy?
Lee Matthews.
Yeah, well done.
I really want a jumper.
But you can have a Hawthorn jumper, brown and gold.
How about this? If there's no Hawthorn jumper there, I'm getting the I'm getting the black and yellow jumper.
No. You can only bear it for one team. You can't have two teams.
And it goes on and on.
Which one was the 6-year old and which one was
the He just didn't want to lose.
That's it. That's kids
so what happened? What happened?
My question is 6 too young for boarding school? That's all.
Or solitary confinement.
How many pints were you in when you walked around there? You were about 6 or 7 down your guts.
No, I was going all right. Yeah. I'll tell you what didn't help. We sat with bloody Malloy, who was in his ear for the whole game.
And Hawthorn put on a great performance.
Didn't they, buddy?
Did you leave at half time? You should have got out of there.
We left at 3-quarter time.
Yeah, of course you did.
You really did taking that tanking thing a bit seriously. Yeah,
yeah. Good calling too, Saturday night, Dits. All right, you've been listening to The Bump. Here's a word for you. This was our penultimate show, okay?
What's that mean?
Third to last.
How Williston going?
Lost again.
See you tomorrow.
We should touch on the Crows.
Oh, yes.
Have we talked about the Crows?
Yeah. I think we need a bit more skills.
Speed, skill, ruckman, defender, midfielder.
I tried to give you a scoop, but you all laughed.
Adelaide need everything apart from the small forwards. Yeah,
I had a good story for you.
Chunk it over there.
A lot of haymakers.
Small forwards, bloody waste of money.
Good luck. Good luck, showdown.
Enjoy
boys.
The showdown.
Well done, Robbie Gray.
Well done, Robbie. Roo, Limo, Dits, Bernie,
Jars, Triple M's. The Friday Night Footy is back at Big Shed Brewing, Adelaide's home of fine brewing with a tap room and kitchen open 7 days a week. Head to www.bigshed.beer to book now.